Okay, our next agenda item is from a lady who, as I said earlier today in my president's report, I had the opportunity of meeting back in June. Got a lot of folks to leave or stay and retire this past January. Kyle Walker left from the agency, from the South Carolina Commissioner of Mine, and Sandy Knowles also she retired in January. But we met a lady who is taking Sandy's place, and she is going to be outstanding. As I said, we talked about a lot of things that we can all do together. And I was very impressed and so forth, and looking forward to having this relationship with the Talking Book Services. Kristen White, been in Georgia pretty much. She has a 25 years experience with libraries and government. She was in our counterpart in Central Georgia, and it's a long name. I'm gonna butcher it if I say it, so I'm gonna let her say it. But it's a counterpart to Talking Book Services that we have here. She has a daughter, Fordham, and they like to travel together. And Kristen just seems to be an all-around person, a person who we're going to enjoy having in South Carolina. So without further ado, here's the director of the Talking Book Services, Kristen Walker. White. That's what I said, White.
Go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. And ways to grow a reading rainbow.
That is hilarious. Okay, so I want to thank Tom and Tracy for that. They told me they were responsible for picking my music, and I really thought they were going to pick Georgia on my mind, but Reading Rainbow is hilarious. As a librarian, I am very, very grateful for that. Hadn't heard that in a long time, so thank you guys so much. A great choice. But again, I thought they were going to pick Georgia on my mind since I came from Georgia. Quick shout out, we already talked about Dorothy, the president of the Georgia NFB is here. She brought along Vanessa, who's a reader's advisor with the Georgia Libraries for Accessible Statewide Services, the modern way to say Georgia Talking Books. And I know you guys have the gala tonight. I will be here. If you get a chance to pull Vanessa to the side, one of the funnest things I have ever participated in is her line dancing class for blind people. She has a way to call this thing out. And I tell you, I had two left feet. Everybody blind in the room was in step. It was hilarious. It was so fun, and everybody just had a great time. So if we can pull Vanessa aside tonight, my suggestion is we try and do that. thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. My name is Kristen White, and I'm honored to follow in the footsteps of the remarkable Pamela Davenport, who sends everybody her best wishes today. The impressively intelligent Mr. Chris Yates, and most recently, the compassionate Ms. Sandy Knowles as the newest director of the South Carolina Talking Book Program. I come to you all from my most recent stint as the assistant director of the Augusta, Georgia, Richmond County Public Library System. When I worked with them prior to being the assistant director, I was the outreach manager, and that's how I got involved with GLASS. GLASS transitioned from a program that was all over the state in small pockets into a centralized program out of Atlanta. And they pretty much followed the South Carolina model, where the cartridges and the machines and everything would be mailed from one location, like we do here at our state at our state library. So that's how I got involved with Talking Books about 6 years ago, six, 7 years ago. So we all know Augusta being known for that golf tournament and the godfather of soul, James Brown. While he lived in Georgia, where I first moved to at the age of seven, and where I birthed and raised my own daughter, who inexplicably packed her Southern girl self up and moved to Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Brown was actually from Beach Island, South Carolina, and was not the person who immortalized Georgia on my mind. That honor belongs to Mr. Ray C. Robinson. Ray Charles was born but not raised in Georgia, so it was always interesting to me that he sang the song with such passion and grace as if he had a personal stake in or loyalty to its heartfelt reception by each and every listener. He won multiple Grammy Awards for his searing rendition of that song alone, And thanks to the expert portrayal of actor Jamie Foxx in the biopic Ray, we are all now aware of some of the other challenges this man experienced throughout his lifetime. These are the kinds of challenges Mr. Robinson saw more as unique facets of his humanity to be overcome, not reasons to succumb to setbacks. None of them prevented him from becoming one of the most talented and respected members of the recording industry. Mr. Charles was so much more than a song man and felt so strongly about the need for people to receive the gift of beautiful music that the foundation he started and still bears his name is solely devoted to providing financial support for those with hearing disorders and to help fund academic pursuits of the underprivileged. The foundation's literature states that although Mr. Charles lost his own sight at age 7, he never felt he was handicapped. He rather believed that the inability to hear was a handicap, not the inability to see. His mother once told him, "You're blind, you're not stupid." And she knew he needed to be educated. In 1937, she sent him to what is now known as the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind, where he did just that. And he would also go on to learn how to play various keyboard instruments and the saxophone, in addition to all of his other talents. Ray Charles understood deeply the difference between handicap and potential and began to make contributions, often anonymously, to help fund cochlear implants for those who could not afford the operation. And shortly thereafter started supporting institutions for those who could not afford a standard academic education like he had. To date, the foundation has donated millions of dollars from the Charles estate to these ventures. Most of these funds initially earned from his success as a musician and a giant in the recording industry. So speaking of the recording industry, raise your hand if the first record you ever heard was on a talking book machine. Lots of hands going up, lots of hands going up. All right. So I derive extreme pleasure from listening to the stories of those who've been patrons of our library service for most of their lives. Many a baby boomer has shared with me their experience with the talking book records and reel-to-reel and cassette machines. I see Mr. Bible laughing. There are stories of rigging record machines to play old Motown 45s in the 60s and how the reel-to-reel got people through college in the 70s and how cherished cassette machines from the 80s were found in attics years after a loved one passed on because they had a certain place where they felt comfortable up there listening to the books that were their friends. And the family members just forgot that the machines were still there when the person no longer was. The machine had become as commonplace as an appliance. It faded into the fabric of the home, as did the refrigerator or the wall-mounted telephone. If you haven't already, may I suggest that you read that all may read. It's the history book of the National Library Service of the Blind and Handicapped, the parent organization of the South Carolina Talking Book Service. Know that I'm asking you to read it without having read it all myself. It's a really big book. But that all may read is also the slogan of our organization. It's why we're into the fourth evolution of technology with this federally funded program and why BARD, its latest technology release, is growing in popularity every day. And why we're all excited about the new tech yet to come that promises to make reading our books even easier in the future. A future, by the way, where South Carolina Talking Book Services aims to get as many qualified patrons as possible reading. We plan to embark upon initiatives this coming year to increase participation among veterans, alums of all the U.S. Armed Forces, and we're excited to begin new campaigns to raise our number among children, our first being a competition of which team can get the most readers among four children's books, two aimed at little Clemson football fans and two aimed at little USC football fans. Be on the lookout for information on that this fall. That's the fun stuff we're up to right now, coming up with neat ideas that all may read and want to read even more. Now for the hard part. We all know that change is constant and often challenging to handle. I've been taught to make the change part of any message the meat of the proverbial Big Mac, to put it in between the bread so that when it's time to take a big bite, it's got cushion on each end. So let's jump into the two offbeat patties of today's message. Kimberly Caitlin Hodges, someone well known to many in this room and a compatriot, as a compatriot and known to me as a respected talking book reader, advisor, and colleague since my arrival at the TBS South Carolina, has left the organization. Whether you experienced her in action during story time and arts and crafts at Rocky Bottom, or you were glad she took your phone call when you called us to place an order for a book, you may have experienced her zeal for our patronage and her commitment to all receiving a satisfying and fulfilling reading experience. Regretfully, last Saturday was the end of her tenure with us. Caitlin is an alum of NFB, and more recently, the USC School of Library and Information Science. One of my greatest early joys in this position will always be watching Caitlin fulfill her final duties as an emerging leader with the American Library Association. Imagine 15,000 librarians from all over the world converging on Washington, D.C. in June 2019, and you having only supervised this diminutive yet feisty new librarian for about a month. This woman was chosen from among applicants all over the country to participate in this highly competitive program. Imagine watching her present a poster project with her cohort group on how to get involved in the massive organization that is the American Library Association. She then went on to address the new members roundtable's president's meeting on her own about the project and its implications for the future of our organization. State Librarian Lisa Aiken and I in attendance at this session beamed with pride as Caitlin's poise and professionalism during this address took over. Today, I thank you, NFB, for your part in growing one of the future leaders of the library profession. Caitlin, thank you. Thank you. Caitlin has chosen to leave the state for a growth opportunity elsewhere as a disability services librarian, a new area of study in our field. And since we already have, but I'm going to ask again, let's give her and ourselves a round of applause for the success story of our shared alum. We have some other changes in the works at South Carolina Talking Books that go beyond personnel. In October, the parent organization out of DC will change its name to the National Library Service for the Blind and Reading Disabled. Why, you ask? So that more of all may read. Okay, let me explain this in more detail. Over the years, as other cognitively related reading disorders have been identified by the medical community, the legislation has not always kept pace. ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, autism, these are all cognitive disorders that may afflict blind and sighted individuals alike. They are also qualifiers with the proper certifying authority for patronage in the Talking Books program nationally for sighted readers. The new wording is meant to be inclusive of all of these individuals and more. And our hope is that the new title will help normalize the service to more potential patrons, thereby allowing more of all that may read to join us in our drawer of reading. We are also about to introduce a service that will allow all patrons to read more using less. Less of what, you ask? Cartridges. Duplication on demand is a new service model being implemented in stages throughout the Talking Book Services programs all over the country. Right now, our program is based on a one book, one cartridge model. Duplication on demand will turn this formula into a one patron, one cartridge model. Patrons will submit their requests for books, and our staff will download all of their requests onto one cartridge. You will then be able to use the bookmark feature to scroll through the cartridge on demand to reach the book you want. Depending upon the size of the book, as few as 8 and as many as 32 full books and magazines will be able to be duplicated onto one cartridge. You will then return the cartridge, which will be immediately erased and prepped for reuse by yourself or another patron. The new titles will then be downloaded onto the newly cleared cartridge, and the cycle will continue indefinitely until a cartridge outlives its useful lifespan. This will allow innovation on so many different levels. As Bard grows and patrons are more able to download books from us onto their personal devices, the need for cartridges is decreasing. However, there are areas in our state in particular that do not and probably will not in the foreseeable future have enough reliable Wi-Fi to make Bard their only reading option. We also have devoted patrons who simply just do not want to part with their Talking Book machine. and they should not have to if that is the method of reading that brings them the most comfort and joy. And finally, fewer cartridges will decrease the program's carbon footprint in ways ranging from less plastic used to produce actual cartridges and cases, to fewer trips of mail trucks delivering our items, and so many other facets in between. North Carolina is already experiencing a great deal of success with this service model. And here comes Georgia again, guys. We are going to pay close attention to Georgia as they just received their equipment to transition to this new workflow last week. Call Gutenberg, and all states have 12 months from receipt of the equipment from NLS to fully implement download on demand. Needless to say, we are going to take our time and learn from their, I was going to say trials and errors, but we'll claim them all in advance as successes for our neighbors in the West, and we'll make them work for us even better. We'll follow suit when the time is right for South Carolina to do so. So look forward to hearing more about this process in upcoming newsletters. So let's talk now about some of our successes from this past year. One of the reasons I was so honored to accept this position is because of the wonderful legacy left by former director Sandy Knowles. Sandy is well known and respected nationally in the talking book community, and her departure is still being lamented in our circles. However, I have it on good authority that she is truly enjoying her retirement, so we'll all be happy for her in her absence from our presence. The team that she's been able to build is phenomenal. Who wouldn't want to supervise reader advisors like, and feel free to clap for your favorite, Caitlin and Brenda and Allie and Diane and Naomi, who is also our consummate volunteer coordinator. Anyone here who has enjoyed our annual student art contest that Brenda mounts every year or attended the annual volunteer recognition program that Naomi presents knows firsthand about their proficiency and dedication to this program. In the wake of Sandy's departure, Diane handily took the reins of responsibility regarding our relationship with CLOS, the software vendor that serves as our very own card catalog and checkout system. And you may have read in the last newsletter how Allie made arrangements for the team to visit and enjoy lunch with one of their favorite patrons. We plan to go out into the community even more in the months ahead. Some of you may have met Dwayne at our table yesterday. He is literally the guy in the basement who downloads your books onto cartridges. Rarely does he get a chance to get out and meet those he serves. And we're changing that model so you can get to meet and know our whole team. You'll also meet Amber and Mark, who single-handedly make sure that all the cartridges get mailed out and returned in a timely and orderly fashion. And Ron, our recording engineer, the guy who makes sure that every sneeze and yawn our narrators bless your books with while reading them to you is deleted in a non-distracting and seamless manner. We are a team dedicated to serving you as such. I can't wait until you get to meet us all as individuals and together. So now let's talk about some of our numbers. Public librarians are constantly reminded that tax dollars pay our salaries and for your services. At the end of the 2018-2019 fiscal year, 5,274 patrons were enrolled in and served by the South Carolina Talking Book Program. We fielded over 14,686 phone calls last year. Digital books, the cartridges used in the Talking Book machines, over 180,837 of those circulated last year. Can you imagine 180,837 of our cartridge cases stacked up in your living room? We circulated 256 descriptive DVDs last year and 17,138 large print books. This made for a total circulation of 199,204 items among a staff of 10. Across the country, there are some who are asking if the actual Talking Book machines should be eschewed for BARD now that it can be downloaded on just about every smartphone model and personal device available. My personal answer is no. We checked out 1,131 Talking Book machines last year statewide. That program is still widely supported, needed, and loved. But let's not discount the importance of Bard. We had 651 Bard patrons last year who downloaded a total of 42,074 items. Did you know? Yay, thank you. Did you know that we record all of the items that are South Carolina focused in Ron's studio in the basement of the State Library? Those C. Hope Clark mysteries that feature different towns and areas around the state? The author volunteers with Ron to read those herself. Ron spent over 341 hours last year recording our volunteer narrators, all of whom are as good as or better than the paid professional actors that the National Library Service uses. So much so that our books are uploaded and shared nationwide throughout the network. His commitment to preciseness is so stellar that he spent 1,200 hours last year editing and reviewing our submissions. And rarely, if ever, do we hear from the National Library Service's Quality Assurance Department about recording inconsistencies. So back to those dollars. Nearly 100 people and organizations donated thousands of dollars last year to help us pay for food and trinkets that tax dollars do not fund, like the bags that everyone got this weekend. And guess what? In just the first month of the current budget year, we have already received a $10,000 donation. As well, we were the recipients of a plaque and cash award by the Association of State and Government Libraries at ALA in DC in June, related to our innovative leadership with our assistive technology petting zoo. We take it around the state to show rural and lesser funded libraries items like magnifiers and speech to text devices that they may be able to purchase through their own donation or grant funds to help visually impaired patrons read the things contained in their general collections. These are some of the activities beyond patron tax dollars that I am so proud to share with those who follow our exploits. We are much more than just a line item in the state budget, and we take pride in being fiduciarily responsible with all of the funds we receive, no matter the source. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not a numbers person by nature. All of the amounts that I just gave you are great, but they tend to make my head swim. However, for the bean counters who need to see productivity on a spreadsheet, I do understand the joy that they feel when I recount our statistical successes. I am a stories person. I need to feel the joy, the sorrow, the challenges overcome, and the mountains yet to be climbed in every saga. Makes sense that I'm a librarian, huh? Denise Lyons, Deputy Director of Statewide Development for the South Carolina State Library, and my wonderfully supportive boss, who is here today in the back, has delighted me so much in my new position. And I'm also delighted to report that she has recently spearheaded a strategic plan initiative agency-wide that has set key action steps that each department will use as target goals and set related objectives to meet these goals. CBS is morphing our action steps into what we call our numbers and narratives initiative. If you read our last newsletter, you got a brief but general introduction to this concept. In reporting on our steps, we will present statistics, hard numbers, on what we have accomplished, and at least one story or narrative to further illustrate the impact of the situation. It is hoped that by telling our story using both methods of reporting, that the true impact of our service will be felt by all who hear, that all may read. So that, at this time, is Talking Books in a Nutshell. There are no words that can truly convey how honored I am to be running this program for this great state at this critical juncture in history. As a librarian, I've always been committed to and count as my personal mantra the goal of assisting as many people as possible in getting understanding. Wisdom, as we know, is the first thing. But in all our getting, we must get our own understanding. I visited the Library of Congress when we were at ALA in June and was so very pleased to see these words encased in one of the many frescoes on the ceiling of the auditorium, of the atrium, I'm sorry. Who knew that every day they reported to work, my favorite verse literally covered the heads and hearts of some of the best and brightest librarians this country has to offer. This verse covers my entire career and informs everything that I and our team plan to do with and for you. that all may read for wisdom, that all may read for enjoyment, that all may read for knowledge, that all may read for understanding. Please feel free to call on us if there is ever anything that we can do to help make all of that your reality. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.